Yes, we got the feeling, and we're all squealing and something else on Saturday night. You are listening to Classic Rock Mind. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for the next 2 hours playing the best classic rock you've never heard, unless you've listened to my show for the past 22 years, in which case you'll probably know virtually everything I play, because it's something of a greatest hits sort of show type thing going on dealy. So we are going to get things started. Where are we going to get things started with? We are going to the UK, and I don't know, man, I love the beat of this one. Dig it, and dig it deep.
Yeah. listen to me. I've got so much to say now. Yeah, open your eyes and you will see. We've got to find a way. Soon it's gonna be too late. We haven't got much time. We'll be right back.
Okay, that was quite a set to get the show started. BTO, Don't Get Yourself in Trouble, off of Bachman Turner Overdrive from 73, or as they say in Canada, Bachman Turner Overdrive. That's how you pronounce it, apparently. Grand Funk Railroad, Got This Thing on the Move, off of Grand Funk from 1969. That's the Red album. Before that, Johto with I'm Still Trying. That's off the Guts album from 1971. Those guys were from the UK. Parish Hall gave us Lucanna off of Parish Hall from 1970. Those guys were from California, and I don't know much about them, but I love that song. It's also got Skid Row Runner on it that I play a lot. Which is another great song on it. And we started the set off way back when with Megaton and Niagara off of Megaton from 1971. And those guys started as musicians backing up the Les Humphrey Singers in the UK. Les Humphrey Singers were like this, you know, easy listening sort of vocal group that did covers of rock music, similar to like the James Last Orchestra in Germany. The musicians went off and they formed Megaton. It was produced by Les Humphreys himself, who I guess was like a jazz pianist at some point or something, but he jumped on the easy listening bandwagon way ahead of everyone else. Megaton was born. And that was that set of music. All of which means you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. This is Classic Rock Mine. My name is Mike Conway. We are together for another hour and a half, plus six, to play the best classic rock you've never heard, unless you've listened to my show, because it's sort of a greatest hits kind of thing. Sort of, kind of, not a sort of. Kinda. All right, we are now going to Japan, because Japan had an awesome, awesome classic rock scene. They also had like an avant-garde jazz scene and all kinds of stuff. Thank you, U.S. military. The one good thing to come out of World War II, or one of the things, I guess. I mean, was lots of people died. But rock and roll spread around the world like it never had before. Let's go to Japan and let's dig this. And dig it deep.
Hey, woman, get your loving away. Woman, why don't you take your loving away? Woman, please get your heart away. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Blue Oyster Cult. I don't know what that dropout was about, but I apologize. That was Are You Ready to Rock off of Spectres from 77. That was on vinyl. Also on vinyl was Brownsville Station, Hot Spit. Now there's a rock song title for you, Hot Spit. That's off the Brownsville Station album, which is a Red album that came out in 1977. It is not their first album, though. Before that, A Foot in Cold Water gave us In Heat off of A Foot in Cold Water from 1972. Those guys were from Canada. Stark Naked gave us Iceberg off of Stark Naked from 1971. Those guys were from the U.S., and they have a witchcraft song that I usually play around Halloween, but they have a bunch of other good songs too. And we started that set up. We started that set off way back when in Japan with Strawberry Path, Leave Me Woman, off of their album When the Raven Has Come to Earth. Because when else but in 1971 in Japan would you name an album When the Raven Has Come to Earth? And that was that set of music. It is now 10 of 10. That means we have 1 hour and 10 minutes left of the best classic rock, the best obscure classic rock that you may have or may not have heard. Let's be real. We are going... Ooh, I know where we're going. We're going to Sweden. This band freaking rocks. This is a cut from them from 1971. Dig it and dig it deep.
Mitt hjärta fylls med sorg, där jag sister. What's in the world rolling over? Can easily see showdown coming. Showdown! It's gonna be so far out, you just can't believe until you see you and I dancing in the new. The showdown! Oh yeah! Dancing in the new. Dancing in the new.